You're listening to Comedy Central.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Howdy, partners. I'm here in Texas, the state that grabbed 2021 by the horns and made it its bitch. Yeehaw! Everything that happened this year happened in Texas. The border crisis, QAnon resurrecting JFK Jr., me developing a crippling dependency on brisket. Of course, Texas wouldn't have had such a big year without its governor, Greg Abbott. He banned mask mandates. He banned vaccine mandates. He banned vaccine cards. Because the best way to fight COVID is with freedom. And ICU beds. But we ran out because of all the COVID. Pew, 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 pew. And maybe some Texas haters will say that Abbott didn't do enough to suppress COVID cases. Well, sorry, he was too busy trying to suppress something else.
If enacted, the Texas voting legislation would end drive-through and 24-hour voting, including prohibiting Sunday voting before 1 p.m., which critics say unfairly impacts black voters.
What's at stake then?
Effectively, the voting rights of black Texans.
Did somebody say steak? That's right, you other bitch-ass states. Everything is bigger in Texas, especially the lines to vote in black communities. And if you're one of those wimp states who say, oh, there's no such thing as voter fraud, why don't you put your money where your mouth is? Because Texas did.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, a Trump ally, had promised to pay up to $1 million if anyone came forward with examples of voter fraud. Fraud, he said, that existed with no evidence. And he's now made the first payout. But in an ironic and expensive twist, it was fraud being committed on behalf of Republicans. So here's the first check for $25,000. It went to a poll worker in Pennsylvania who reported a Republican who voted twice.
Yeah, see? That totally proved his point in kind of the way that was the exact opposite of this point. And the best part of this Texas bounty story is not even the only Texas bounty story from 2021. Let's lasso in that second bounty story now. Ah, shit. That's the third TV this week. Just play the clip.
The nation's most restrictive abortion law is now in effect in Texas after the Supreme Court ignored a request to block it. The measure bans most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy and makes no exceptions for incest or rapes.
What's unique about this law is that it's enforced by private parties, not by government officials.
That means private citizens can sue anyone who aids or abets an unlawful abortion, from the doctors who perform them to drivers who take women to the clinic.
Okay, this law may be horrible for women, but you gotta admit, it's great for the wanted poster industry. And that's like 90% of Texas's economy. And say what you want, but what other state would have had the balls to turn their entire population into snitches? Not Rhode Island. F*** you, Rhode Island. The fact is, Texas was a powerhouse all year long even when they didn't have power in their house.
Millions in Texas tonight are living a freezing nightmare without power, huddled against sub-freezing temperatures.
Nowhere is harder hit than Texas, where more than 3 million homes and businesses are without power and heat. The electrical grid simply can't handle the demand.
Texas is on its own power grid, and that has a lot of people asking, why was the state that's known to produce energy so unprepared for this crisis?
That's right. Thanks to Texas's independent power grid, the energy capital of America had no energy. This past year, Texas was even number one at irony. Pipes were bursting, cell phone towers were down, people couldn't even put gas into their horses. But who cares? Here in Texas, we're so tough, we don't even need electricity.
Oh God, somebody please help, I don't want to die a virgin.
Hey. The point is, as epic as 2021 was for Texas, it was also a tough time. And when things got tough, the tech cruisers got going.
Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, faces growing backlash for leaving his home state and flying to Cancun while Texans were dealing with this crisis.
The embattled Texas senator first claimed he was merely escorting his family to Cancun for a vacation and coming right back. But leaked texts from his wife, Heidi, appear to show the entire Cruz family was planning to stay in Mexico through the weekend to escape the bitter cold wreaking havoc in Texas.
That's right. Here in the Wild West, you either die or you ride off into the sunset. And Ted Cruz rode off into the sunset while people in his state died. He's the ultimate Texan, which is why I gotta take my hat off to you, Ted Cruz. Uh-oh, another power outage. That's my cue to skedaddle. Fare thee well, 2021. I will see you next year in Cancun. Yeehaw!
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.